couple deferrals. The next item, number four, has been deferred, but the subsequent items that remain on the agenda will be heard by Development Hearing Officer Lucero. He is on the line. We will take just a brief recess, I would say 2 or 3 minutes, to get him situated, and then the remaining items will be heard by Mr. Lucero. Thank you, DFT members and members of the public. I am going to be signing off now, and we'll see you next time.
Hello, everybody. This is Robert Lucero, serving as Development Hearing Officer for the City of Albuquerque. Are we ready to proceed with Agenda Item 5? All right. Well, again, next up is Agenda Item 5, and that is PR 2023-009652, VA 2025-00023. It's a request for a sidewalk waiver submitted by Consensus Planning, Inc. as agent for JLM Living Bedrock Investors, who request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of the westerly portion of Tract 1 Unplatted Paradise Hills, zoned MXT, and located between Avenida de Jaimito and Paseo del Norte, containing approximately 19.7 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Good morning, Mr. Lucero. This is Charlene Johnson from Consensus Planning. We can't turn our video on, so our Zoom is being blocked, so you can't see me, but we are here.
Oh, can we enable that?
Yeah, this is Jay Rodenbach. You're enabled to show your video.
Oh, good. Thank you.
There we go. So now you can see us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Ms. Johnson, would you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, if you'd please present the project.
Okay. Thank you. And I don't know if you're going to put up Jay or and this is Charlene Johnson, sorry, if you're going to put up the this is a resubmittal, Mr. Lucero, and we were here. There we go. Okay, good. I'll just leave that up then. So we were here before in conjunction with our preliminary plat to discuss this sidewalk waiver. And you may remember at that time, we were requesting 6-foot sidewalk along the entire Woodmont Avenue street frontage. And that was something that transportation couldn't support. So we talked with transportation, and we luckily, as it turned out, we had a DFT meeting later on that afternoon. So our team hustled up. We got it together so that we could at least show a concept of what we were thinking about to transportation and planning at the DFT hearing later that afternoon. And they expressed that they could support what we were representing. And so what you're seeing right now is our modified waiver request exhibit that will be shown on the site plan. So what it's showing is that what we did was we did 10-foot sidewalks, and you can see that on the western edge of the property to the western property line. That 10-foot sidewalk then goes down to the 6-foot sidewalk when it hits around the deceleration lane right there, yeah, and goes along the decel lane all the way to just east of the swale. So that swale is that, you know, that oval, kind of oval, right to about right there, and then it the width again regains, goes up to 10 feet where it then hits to the multi-use trail at UNSER. And that is what we had discussed at the last DHO meeting, or I'm sorry, the DHO hearing. And so when we presented this to the DFT, they said that this was something that they could support. And if you could go to the next slide, Jay, you can see that we also were able to maintain all of the landscaping along that edge. That was a big part of the concern, was that we wouldn't be able to do that, but you can see that we have, and we haven't been able, it went just fine. And so we were able to maintain the site, the landscaping, and then I think that keeping those two 10-foot edges and just maintaining the 6 feet along that 967 feet or so was able to, maintain what we can do for the decel lane, what we can do for the swale, but then also making sure that as people are walking along, as they come into the urban center from UNSR or from the west, that they will still have that larger urban center 10-foot sidewalk as they come in. We are really happy with the way that this turned out. I think that from the comments, it looks like planning and transportation are as well. Hopefully this is a good result. We're really happy to have been working with staff on this, and that's it. We're ready for any questions if you have any.
Great, thank you so much. I appreciate the update and the cooperation. Sounds like it was some fruitful discussions and revisions. Well, let's go ahead and see if there's any public comment on this item. And so for everyone here in attendance, this is agenda item 5. It's a request for a sidewalk waiver. Please raise your hand if you'd like to provide public comment on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, please raise your hand if you'd like to provide public comment on agenda item 5. Last call for public comment on agenda item 5. Okay, Ms. Johnson, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
David Gutierrez, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
The Water Authority has no objection or comments to this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up would be code enforcement. Is that Mr. Boylan?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Code enforcement has no objections to this.
Thank you. And that takes us to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Whitney Phelan, are you there?
Hello, Mr. Hearing Officer. I'm here.
Hello. Would you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
We don't have any objections to the sidewalk waiver request. I just want to make a note, and this is mostly for the applicant, but at some point, when we see the site plan or any other plotting actions, I really do want some type of detail for the UNSR side, and I realize it's a city project, but those plans have been worked out. And so Jill Kuppernell is the project manager for DMD. And there's some IDO requirements for fence and wall design and height next to a trail. And so we'll need to get some detail on that. And make sure that the right of way is sufficient moving forward. I just haven't seen that in the package yet that's been submitted for the various applications. So I just wanted to note that. Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
And Mr. Lucero, this is Charlene. Can I respond real quick
Yes,
to
please, Ms. Johnson, go ahead.
Thank you, Whitney. We do have note of your comment, and we have been able to we did get the detail from the city, and so we have a couple of details. I will submit them. I was waiting for this action to happen before we resubmit the site plan for sign off. So I'll be I may need to get in touch with you for how you want that submitted to you to look at. I don't think it makes sense to be part of the site plan package necessarily, right? But if you just want to look at it, I don't know. Maybe we can talk about how that comes in. But we were able to find those, and I will be submitting those to you.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer, and thank you,
Great.
Charlene.
Thank you both. Next up is hydrology. Mr. T. Quan Chen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. And that takes us to transportation. Excuse me. Mr. Ernest Armijo, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Ernest Armhill Transportation. Let's see. First off, I want to thank the applicants for their quick work in redoing this application to meet all of the requirements. Transportation has no objection to this revised waiver request.
Thank you, Mr. Amico. And that takes us to the planning department. Who'll be delivering the planning comments today?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I will be, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
So I just note that the applicant submitted a revised sidewalk exhibit and transportation notes they have no objection to the revised waiver request. We deferred to transportation before, we're deferring to transportation now. So plan staff have no objection. I just want to note that in the decision, should you approve this, we just need to note that that you approve the requested waiver as depicted on the modified sidewalk waiver exhibit, because typically a sidewalk waiver is, well, I just want to just note that as a result of this modified sidewalk waiver request exhibit, I think it might be good to note that in the decision, should you approve this, sir. And that concludes my comments.
Thank you. Were there any other conditions of approval or qualifications proposed?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. No, I don't believe so. This is just a waiver, and typically these don't really get conditioned. Typically the plat that it's associated with would, but the plat's already been approved because the waiver is independent of the plat. So no, I don't have, planning doesn't have any conditions, sir.
Okay. Bear with me one second here. Ms. Johnson, did you have any response or any final thoughts on this matter?
This is Charlene Johnson. No, I don't. I like Jay and Ernest said, we really appreciate them working with us, and I think this was a really successful result. So that's it. Thank you.
Very good, thank you. Okay, well, in that case, I believe this matter is ready for decision. And so I hereby approve agenda item 5, that's PR 2023-009652VA 2025-00023, request for sidewalk waiver, as depicted on the modified sidewalk waiver request exhibit, because it meets criteria D, which is that varying from the normal requirements and standards will encourage flexibility, economy, and effective use of open space and ingenuity in design of subdivision in accordance with accepted principles of site planning, and because the waiver will not be contrary to public health, safety, or welfare. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
That concludes agenda item 5.